Hey, good morning, everyone. That was an awesome spoken word. We're so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful to be coming to you this morning from White Rock Lake. And the beauty of this area is just phenomenal. And so it's a thrilling morning to be celebrating Easter Resurrection Sunday together. You know, for years, I never really understood what the big deal was about Easter. I just knew that, you know, it was time to get Easter candy and maybe have a great lunch and people, friends and family gathering together. But I never really understood the importance of Easter and never really understood really the significance of what Jesus did for us. And that's what we celebrate on Resurrection Sunday. That's what we celebrate here. Jim Dennison notes this about Jesus. He says, everything that Jesus did in his public ministry was something that others had done before him. Jesus was a great teacher, but Moses gave us the Ten Commandments and the first five books of the Bible. Jesus was a guy that could control nature, but Moses parted the Red Sea. Jesus fed the 5,000, but Moses gave the children of Israel manna and quail and water from a rock. Jesus healed the sick, but Elijah healed the leprous Naaman. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, but Elijah and Elisha also raised folks from the dead. You see, none of his miracles by themselves proved that Jesus was God, but the resurrection did. What about Lazarus and the others who were raised from the dead? Well, Dennison notes this. He said they all died again. They were really resuscitated, not resurrected, because Jesus is the only person in history to die, then be resurrected, and to never die again. You see, we celebrate Jesus today because he's alive. He's not dead. He's been resurrected from the dead, and he is living forevermore. And his resurrection really proved that he's God, Lord, and King. And so I want to look at the scriptures this morning, and then I'm going to give you some thoughts about Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul writes, I passed on to you that which was most important, and what had also been passed on to me, that Jesus died for our sins, just as the Scripture said. He was buried, and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scripture said. But tell me this, Paul writes, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying there will be no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless, and your faith is useless. And we apostles would all be lying about God, for we have said that God raised Christ from the dead, but that can't be true if there is no resurrection from the dead. And if there is no resurrection, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless, and you are still guilty of your sins. If that's the case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, then we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, and he is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. You know, the scriptures are clear. Jesus, the Old Testament foretold that Jesus would be resurrected. Jesus foretold it himself in his earthly ministry, and Jesus' resurrection from the dead, never to die again, was proof positive that he was, in fact, God. And I want to give you this morning seven reasons why the resurrection of Jesus is important to us. And as I'm sharing all this, I think it's important for you really to understand and to know that Jesus is alive today, and that he has done something for us that we could not do of ourselves. And so I want to share some of these reasons with you, and as I'm sharing with you, think about them, because I think as a child growing up in church, as a young man in church, I never really got this. I never really understood this. So my hope today is to make a simple presentation that you can put your faith to, and that you can raise yourself up into a new level of relationship and worship for the Lord. First reason why his resurrection is important is that Jesus fulfilled the scriptures. 1 Peter 1 says, he paid for you with the precious life blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him for this purpose long before the world began. And now in these final days, he was sent to the earth for all to see. And he did all this for you and for me. The Old Testament contains almost 300 messianic prophecies that Jesus fulfilled throughout his life, his death, and his resurrection. Jesus perfectly fulfilled his Father's will. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He desired that none should perish. He was born to destroy the works of the devil and to sacrifice his life for you and me. Jesus fulfilled the scriptures. Number two, Jesus forgave us of our sins. The word forgive means to pardon, to excuse, to cancel a debt. Hebrews 9:22 says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, we find that in Jesus we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Jesus shed His blood for us at the cross so that you and I could be forgiven of our sins. When God looks from heaven on our lives, when He looks at mankind, He's, for those who've accepted Christ, His sacrifice for us, He sees us through the blood of Jesus as spotless, as sinless. Why? Because Jesus paid the price for our sins with the shedding of His blood. He forgave us of our sins. Number three, Jesus reconciled us back to God the Father. Reconcile means to restore friendly relationship. In Colossians chapter 1, Paul writes, "And you, who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now He is reconciled in the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in His sight." You see, you and I, we had a debt we could not pay, but with His own blood He paid that debt for us. He split the veil between God and man and made a new and living way for us to get to the Father. He reconciled us and made it possible for us to be rejoined into the family of God. He reconciled us back to our Father. Number four, the fourth reason that the resurrection is important for you and me is that Jesus redeemed us from death. The word redeem means to regain or to recover in exchange for payment. Another rendering says to put back into original condition. In Titus chapter 2, Paul writes, "He who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself His own special people, zealous for good works." You see, you and I were used up. We were empty. We were kidnapped by the evil one. We were dead in our trespasses and sins, but He redeemed us. He became a ransom for us. He restored us back into the family of God. He gave us access to the throne room of heaven again. We can go boldly into the presence of God now and receive grace in our time of need because of what Jesus did for us. It's very important that you understand this morning that Jesus redeemed us from death. We were without hope, and Jesus, by His sacrifice in our place, gave us hope. The fifth reason that the resurrection is important to you and I is that He empowered us with the resurrection to live a victorious life. The word empowered means that He authorized and equipped us with power and authority to act upon His behalf and to do what He did. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be My witnesses, telling people about Me everywhere, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth." You see, you and I, we're products of that. But when we've come into the church of the living God, we've been filled with the Spirit of God. We are products of what Jesus did for us. At His resurrection, He was able to send the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, into our lives. And once the one who was formerly only able to be with a few people at various times, now God could be with everyone all the time through His Spirit. So the resurrection is important for us because it was at the resurrection that Jesus sent us His Spirit and empowered us to live victoriously. In fact, the Bible says that the same Spirit that raised Him from the dead now resides in us. So that's pretty exciting and pretty outstanding. He empowered us to live in victory. Number six, the sixth reason it's important for you to understand how important the resurrection is that Jesus conquered death. To conquer means to successfully overcome and take control. Hebrews lays this out in Hebrews chapter 2. It says, because God's children are human beings, that they're made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves, slaves to the fear of dying. You see, Jesus conquered death. The empty tomb, that, you know, he came out of that tomb. He conquered the grave. He conquered death. And because he conquered it himself, he made it possible for us to conquer the grave, that we no longer have to go down into the grave and be nothing, but that we could be resurrected and spend eternity with Jesus Christ. He conquered death. When Jesus rose from the grave, he conquered both death and the grave. He broke the power of death and set us free from that death. And hope, if you think about it this way, died on Good Friday. But on Easter Sunday, hope came back to life with through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today, you, me, as the sun is rising now up over the horizon and beginning to hit us, you can see that just in the same way that sun is rising, Jesus rose from the dead. In fact, we're reminded every time the sun comes up that Jesus came up, that he rose from the dead, that he conquered death, that he conquered the grave, and that he's made it possible for us to have eternal life with him forever. The resurrection was something a whole lot more than just Easter eggs and Easter bunnies and a good lunch. The resurrection is the cornerstone of all Christianity. It is the reason the church exists today. Because we don't serve some philosophy, we serve the living God. In fact, the seventh reason that the resurrection is important to you is because the resurrection gave us a purpose for living. It gave us a purpose for living. He gave us a destiny. You know, a destiny is that hidden power that creates the path for our future. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. And watch this, the next verse says, now, then, we are ambassadors for Christ. The resurrection gave us a purpose for living. That once we have experienced the love of the living Savior, the resurrected Savior who's alive today, once we've experienced his love, it's impossible to go back. It's impossible not to be able to tell people about the wonders and the power and the peace and the life that comes really through knowing Jesus. We live in really incredible times. Nothing has been more unprecedented in my life than the season that we're in right now. All of our social distancing, our loneliness, our fears and anxieties about this virus and about the economy, about our jobs, about our families. But I'm telling you, that's why we have a rock in Jesus Christ, that his resurrection made it possible for us to bypass the fears, to bypass the anxiety, and to be in the arms of a Savior who loves us and who has called us according to his purpose and given us a life to live together. So why is Easter so important? Why is Resurrection Sunday so important to all of us? It's important because Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies in the Scriptures. Jesus forgave us of our sins. Jesus reconciled us to the Father. Jesus redeemed us from death. Jesus empowered us to live victoriously. He conquered death. He broke its power so we could live eternally with him. And he gave us purpose and he gave us a destiny. I'm so excited to be with you this morning. So happy to celebrate Resurrection Sunday with you. And there are those of you here listening this morning that you've been far away from Jesus. Perhaps you knew him as a child, or maybe you grew up in a home that never went to church. But today you have an opportunity to come back into, or to, for the first time, have a relationship with Jesus. I know those of you out there are listening, many of you feel anxious about the situation that you're in today. Others of you feel fearful about things that are going on. I'm telling you, the Prince of Peace is alive and well. And he's brought you and has available for you and offered you grace and peace for all those who come to him. You see, the Bible says if we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. And so I want to encourage you to draw near to Jesus today. You know, if you would like to dedicate your life to Christ, if you would like to ask Jesus to come into your heart for the very first time, then I want you to text, you see right there on the bottom third of the screen, to text prayer to that number. And we will pray with you and pray for you. And we'll help you with the next steps that you need to make in your relationship with Jesus. But I want to encourage you, don't let this moment pass you by. You sense and feel God's presence and God's Spirit. Respond to it. Open your heart. Open your arms. And let Jesus come into your life. He loves you. He has a great plan for your life. It's not too late. You haven't done too many bad things. It's not too late for you to have a whole new life in Christ. I want to pray with you now. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity we have to celebrate Resurrection Sunday, such a beautiful sunrise morning. And Lord, we just ask you now to bring your presence, touch every heart, touch every life, touch every family listening now. And Lord, let the power of God be released to them, Lord, to make the next step in drawing you to you. Lord, we love you, and we're so grateful that you saved us. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today on Easter Sunday 2020.